Yo, we're live now. You're live. All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle, Nevada Nick, of course, after a big Super Bowl. A lot went on, a lot to talk about. And, you know, to take away the – start with the obvious, I think – going for it on fourth down in the first quarter really put you in a bind at that point, because you were, your defense, I understand, was playing well, but it's way too early in the football game. And you know me, I'm a guy who loves going for it. I'd rather go for it.
Right.
But, you know, we're talking about the Super Bowl here, and it just couldn't.
I mean, I don't think that's the difference in the game. Well, I think you look at it no matter
what. Well, yes, because look at it. They went down and scored a touchdown there. Instead of you pin them all the way down, they're not able to move the football.
When you talk about momentum early, I agree with you. Because where I was at, everybody was saying go for it. I said no. What's up, Angela?
Angela, what's up?
I would not have gone for it there. Because, you know, me and Stiz talked about it yesterday. You really are usually you're tight in the Super Bowl, and it was tight early. You're feeling each other out. You're seeing what's working. You're trying to see, because, you know, sometimes things people do uncharacteristic things in Super Bowls. You know, you're feeling each other out, seeing what the game plan is, seeing what the, you know, those are probably, I think they're both script guys, you know, 15 play script guys, seeing what they like. And, you know, you go for it there. And yeah, no doubt that is a momentum change play. And it did put the Rams on the 50-yard line. But there was plenty of times last night that the Rams were at the 50-yard line. Now, those times were without OBJ, that they didn't capitalize.
Right.
So, and Angela, have fun at that. That'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Heading to that. Awesome, man. Have fun. And, you know, obviously.
And Billy, I wanted to talk to Billy because, look, Billy, I had the Rams to win the Super Bowl. I didn't lay the 4 points. And look, I see what you're saying, Billy, but come on, man. Let's be honest, Billy. That 75-yard touchdown on Ramsey, should there have flag been thrown there? Now, and on Cooper Kupp, I agree. That's a tough call, but it still was a hold. He did tug on his jersey, and when you tag on the jersey to pull yourself up and then block the ball, it's going to get called. It's a tough penalty in that spot. They did score on the next play anyway, even though there was the offsetting penalties. Now it would have been from the 7-yard line instead of the 3.5-yard line. Does that matter? I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the Bengals game. I mean, look, the Bengals also had how many opportunities to knock them out? If they just have one drive in that second half, they knocked the Rams out. And they didn't
because and they scored a touchdown instead of a field goal when they got the interception. I mean, the first 15 seconds, they score a touchdown and get an interception. And all they got was three out of that really, really hurt them. And
look, OBJ getting hurt was huge, too. Look,
but here's the thing I don't understand.
Coach, you're losing two of your top four targets.
Right,
Higbee's already out going in. Then OBJ goes down. Now let's take Cooper Kupp out and say, beat us, Rams. And that's what they did. And they had success, and they couldn't.
The problem was –
I'll say this, too. I don't think there was good coaching on either sideline yesterday, just being honest.
I agree with that because, you know, Cooper Kupp is the only guy who you have confidence in. Why are you not double and triple covering that guy? I mean, he's their go-to guy, and they're driving down the field, and you're not putting two guys on him. Why? Well, I don't understand
it. The Rams did some motion. I mean, late in the game, I mean, the fact they had on the last touchdown Eli Apple on him was just no excuse.
Right.
There's no excuse.
It was poor technique on him. I mean,
Cooper Kupp's not a fade receiver. He's a lot of the outs. You know what I mean? Where he goes in and goes out. Like, you know, yeah, it was a bad play. But, you know, that was, look, give credit where it was due. Cooper Kupp was unbelievable on that drive. I mean, 42 total yards. He has the run on fourth down. He has that big – and look, give Stafford credit. Stafford, that was a no-look throw. Stafford hit him on a dime. I mean, a 20-some-yard throw. And that was the big play that took them, you know, to like the 22 of this of Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Rams, and this is how it goes down. The Rams' best players made the big plays in the big moments when they need them to be made. I mean, yes. And look, I'm not going on Burrow, but take away Burrow's 75-yard pass. He didn't do much except for that. Now, the pass to Chase was good, but, you know, look, Burrow was running for his life a lot of that night. I mean, I think he threw the ball 33 times, and on 18 of them, he was pressured or you know, had to move, and obviously he gets sacked 7 times. Yeah, I mean, look, to me, Taylor, I mean, you couldn't get anything going in the second half. If you just have one good drive and get a touchdown, you probably put the game away, and then when you get second and one with 50 seconds to go and you can't get that yard and they shut you down 3 times, that's tough.
And why are you giving it to P-Rod? Mixon was having a great game running the football, because what did I say? It was the team that was able to run the football better was probably going to win this. And it looked like, you know, Cincinnati ran the football great all night. And it, you know, it slowed that pass rush down. It really helped that offensive line. And then they started, you know, running those stunts, and it really, you know, fell 2.5 quarters. They played really well. And, you know, but I still felt like they were giving Cincinnati an advantage when they put the 3 defensive linemen on one side of the offensive line. Yeah, and you're not running the football there. Well, I don't, you know.
That's where I agree. They should have run the ball there. And Mixon was having some success. The thing I didn't get either was, you know, why are you, you know, not, you know, putting double teaming Donald, moving protections over, right, you know, bringing tight ends in, you know, on fourth
down.
Well,
they were Donald doing that. They were doing that until they, in the second half, they made that adjustment. They shaded the other tackle down on top of the center, so the center couldn't come over and help. You had the defensive end on the tackle, so it was one-on-one, and the weak link is the guard, the guards of that offensive line.
Yeah,
I mean, if you had a bigger weak link, but yes.
The Bengals had a nice year. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they should have been in the Super Bowl. Probably should have lost to that Titans game, but they had a hell of a run, and they still found ways to win.
Yeah.
And I think the future's bright. Now, the AFC is going to be tough, but they need to go get an offensive line. I mean, once they get an offensive line, they're going to be lethal. I mean, Burrow, look at the year he had, and he got sacked 70 times.
Yeah.
He set the record for sacks in the postseason. Like, I mean, you're going to get him hurt. And that's the fear.
Yeah, because he hobbled off that one time, you know.
And he didn't do much after that.
Yeah.
And I think early, too, it looked like Zach Taylor was kind of conservative early, like, maybe hoping to win it defensively, because I think he was wondering how good is Burrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I know, Anthony. But I mean, look, when you got 4 guys coming, you can double team somebody, and they just let him go outside shoulder guard and go right around him. And Burrow, credit to him, still at least got a close to P-Ryan on fourth down.
Again, but the optics looked terrible with P-Ryan. It looked like it was like no effort there or whatever, man. It just, you know.
Yeah. Well, and
yeah, I agree, Mike. His mobility was limited after that. Yeah. I agree.
But look, I thought McVay wasn't a good game for him either. To me, you know, when they're down a touchdown, and look, you start off with the first play of the second half, it's a touchdown. Yes, there should have been a flag, but still. You know, you got to move on from it. It's still a good game. You're only down 4 points. Game's not over. Then Stafford, and it was a missed throw, but the guy didn't help it either by taking it and putting it up in the air. But the defense holds there. And those are the type of plays, too, since he didn't take advantage of. You know, right there, you got to take that and get a touchdown. But the one thing I didn't get was the Rams finally get moving without OBJ. Okay, you get inside the 30. You're 2nd and 4. And look, they just couldn't run the ball in the Bengals. No matter what you want to say, they couldn't run the ball. He runs on 2nd and 4. You lose a yard. You're 3rd and 5. And then you run a Philly special type play.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, man. McVay tries to outthink himself.
Yeah, he does.
When Rams had success last night, it was Matthew Stafford throwing the football. They had 1 or 2 nice runs. The run right before the 2-minute warning in the second half, that kind of got him down inside the 10.
Right.
And, you know, and there might have been one or two other runs. But I remember at one point it came up, I think it was 18 carries for 23 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's a waste. I mean, just it's a waste of a play. Give Stafford an opportunity to throw the ball. I remember early in the game when it was 3rd and 17, and look, they had OBJ at that point. That Rams offense is explosive, and he ran a draw. And I was just like, ugh. Like, you know, I know it's tough to convert on 3rd and 17, but I mean, come on, it's a Super Bowl, Coach.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree. And it was just a terrible. You know, poor coaching both sides of the football. I thought the play calls were just, you know, horrendous, you know, because there was nothing the Bengals didn't do anything to help Stafford when in late in that third quarter, when they really started getting that pressure was really coming. They didn't shorten the routes up or anything to try and get that, you know, where's the quick slant, you know, catch the ball and throw it, get it out to your receiver quickly, and they didn't do it, man. You know. Yeah,
I mean, look, Burrow, he didn't have much time, but that's why I thought that you had to have plays where Burrow was going to get the ball out of his hand quick. Like that one, I thought it was a great design, that one 3rd and 2 where you have the slot guy run in and the back just ran out. You dump it out real quick. You get the 3 yards. That's the stuff you need to do. I mean,
yeah. We
all said it. I said yesterday, I mean, everybody knew. I mean, you know, come on. That it was the big thing was going to be the Rams defensive line versus the Bengals offensive line, and it held up. But, boy, did it fall apart there in a second.
Man, when you needed it most, man, it caved in like a cheap card table, man.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the one thing for all the Stafford haters out there, and there's a lot of them. Stafford in the fourth quarter this year, 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. He was good when it mattered. He has more winning drives in the playoffs now than Aaron Rodgers. He's got 3. He had 3 in one postseason. Aaron Rodgers has 2 in his career in 21 games.
Okay.
Stafford's got 3 and 7.
All right.
And somebody just fell at Coach's house.
It sounds like.
Sounds like Jimmy G's moving in with Coach.
Yeah, Jimmy G's showing up, getting ready, you know, start his East Coast tour. You know.
I mean, look, I think we're all glad it was a good game. Yeah. It went down to the end. I mean, look, I don't love all the flags either, but the Bengals had plenty of opportunities to win that game. They got the ball to go down and score to win, or even a field goal to tie, which, too, you had to miss extra point. You know, the Rams left a lot out there. I don't think it was their best game, and they still won. I mean, if OBJ doesn't get hurt, I know that's that woulda, coulda, shoulda. Right. But if OBJ doesn't get hurt and the Rams play a little bit better, I think you're looking at a double-digit win. I mean, the Bengals had a call go their way there for a touchdown. OBJ gets hurt. I just think that, I mean, come on. There was just – the Rams are loaded, man. Von Miller had 2 sacks. Aaron Donald, OBJ. Yep. Cooper Kupp had a Jerry Rice-caliber receiving. I mean, that's a great year he had.
Yep.
And then you top it off with the postseason he had. Might be the greatest postseason for a receiver all time. I mean, Super Bowl MVP. I mean, you know, look, it was unbelievable. I mean, Stafford had a great. Now, I don't think OBJ retires. So
he's not retiring. No.
Although there is some talk about
Donald. He's getting paid.
That kind of surprised me. Donald's only 30 years old.
But he said that, you know, he would probably do that. And they asked him in the post game, and he's like, look, I'm just going to enjoy the confetti with my kids. And just table that for another day, you know. Me seeing the ref didn't want the Rams to lose on the last drive.
Well,
yeah, I know. I felt like it was too many flags at the end. Yeah. You know, there was no consistency, but you've seen that all year with the NFL and the officials. It's been horrible, horrible officiating.
Yeah, no, it has, and I'm not going to disagree with that. But the one thing I'm going to say – and the big one everybody's going on is on 3rd down, the Logan Wilson hold. But if you're going to point at that, you can't go back and not point at the 3rd quarter 75-yard touchdown and say that shouldn't have been a flag there. So it's, you know, either way, it's going to go. And it came.
Well, wait a second. In all fairness, though, you got to remember they're so far down the field. The officials trailing that. He couldn't see that at all. There was no way there an official seeing that. Because there, he's trailing that. It was from, well, he came from around that.
He also put his hand on his back and pushed him in front of him.
But again, when you are not on top of you're not on top of that. You're running down the field. You don't, because you're running. First of all, you're running.
I mean, even Coach's internet disagrees.
So your body's moving.
Whatever. Even your internet disagrees with you. That's why they're cutting you. It's probably the NFL cutting you off because they know you're wrong like usual. I mean, look, I mean, there's extra officials at a Super Bowl. I mean, there's look, I don't want to hear, you know, the refs not running with it. There's no excuse. That's it. Look, and that needs to be fixed. I don't know how they fix it, but plays like that can't happen in the Super Bowl. That's such a huge momentum swing. You just can't have things like that missed. I don't know what the solution is, but it needs to be fixed. Just like your internet. Are you frozen, Coach? Coach just, you know, once again, yeah, Mike, I wish I could flag Coach. I mean, you know, look, it would be a personal foul, too. Just like another week, we got Coach's internet frozen. Coach is out, dropping out, leaving me here alone. Now, Michael Johnson, one thing I was kind of surprised with what I saw today, obviously the new odds for next year's Super Bowl, your Browns at 40-1. I thought that actually some value in there, especially if the Browns can bring a quarterback in, which will be interesting to see. And that was some news that came out yesterday. We had a lot of quarterback news. Supposedly that Tampa, yeah, I know there's no QB, but if the Browns get one of these QBs out there, you bring in Jimmy G, or, you know, now obviously you heard yesterday the Colts are going to move on from Carson Wentz. I don't know if that's the guy you want with your Browns. Obviously Rodgers is out there. I think the Watson situation will finally be resolved this offseason. I also think now you're hearing the rumblings out in Arizona about Kyler Murray. You know, what happens there? So, you know, he's looking for a contract, I'm sure. That's interesting. Russell Wilson. So this is going to be probably one of the most exciting off seasons there's been yet in the NFL. So I'm real curious to see what happens in that regard. Coach says people walk in and knock the internet out. Well, they got to knock the internet out. There's my old broadcast partner commenting in. I would take Nervy, but again, and Michael, I agree. You definitely need wide receivers, but I think Baker too. I don't know. I don't know if the coach and him are on the same page. I don't know if the Browns fans and him are on the same page anymore. I just think a new situation is needed with Baker. Who that guy is, you know, look, I could see Kirk Cousins. I know people don't love Kirk Cousins, but I think that might work because there's a team around them there. You know, Kirk Cousins has some Stafford in him where, you know, he hasn't had great teams in regards to good defenses and total teams around him. The Browns may be different where you got the offensive line, you got the run game, and there's some talent on that defense. So I wouldn't be surprised. It's just that AFC North, the Bengals will be back next year. You know, I'm sure the Ravens, you know, we'll regroup and, you know, do the Steelers go out and get a quarterback. So you're talking about a tough division and, you know, let's be honest, that AFC is a tough conference as well. Yeah, I mean, Michael, I don't know what the real Baker is too. I mean, I don't think he was bad as he was this year. I really think credit to him. He played through a lot of injuries and, you know, probably did hurt his value a little bit. I do think he played a little bit because obviously going into a contract year, you know, wanting to get paid, which it may have hurt him. But, you know, it's kind of hard to evaluate him. You had the good run there with the end with Kitchens. They bring Kitchens in as coach. It goes bad. And then last year, you know, he looked half decent with the first year of Stefanski, and then this year, you know, not so good. So, I mean, that it's kind of been inconsistent. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, who can you bring in? Can you get Rodgers? Can you get Wilson? I think Watson is definitely is somebody to look at. Like I said, Kyler, we'll see what happens. Yeah, there's a lot of things to figure out in that regard. But, you know, it's going to be a quarterback carousel this year, and you got to see where, you know, everybody kind of lands, starting with obviously, you know, the Colts. And there's a lot of good situations out there too, Coach. Yeah, there's a lot of good situations out there too for these quarterbacks to land in. Because I was looking at, like, you know, futures for Super Bowls for next year. You know, the Titans, that's a great situation. The Colts is a great situation. I think the Steelers is a good situation if you upgrade that offensive line. You know, Tampa supposedly has interest in Deshaun Watson. You know, we were talking about while you were getting your internet fixed about, obviously, you know, Kyler Murray supposedly is unhappy in Arizona. Yep. What happens with Russell Wilson? You know, it's going to be interesting. And this AFC is just, you know, it's because, look, we were talking about the North. I mean, you know, Cleveland, Cincinnati, you know, Ravens, you would think, you know, make some sort of bounce back next year.
And right.
What happens with the Steelers quarterback situation. So it's going to be wide open.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, a Jimmy G, Carson Wentz, even, just as a placeholder in Pittsburgh. I could see that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, Carson, look, maybe Mike Tomlin's the guy he needs. I think Carson, part of his problem is, I think Doug Peterson, I think he got coddled a lot. I really do. And I think he went to Frank Reich and, you know, they had their, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this, but a spiritual connection in a sense with God. They talked about that when they first met. They had the same Bible verse, and
right.
I think he might have been caught a little much. I think Carson needs a foot in his ass, just to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree.
He because it's the same thing with him. You need to learn. You can't keep making these mistakes and doing things because there's talent there. There's no doubt about that. It's just, I think the two issues with him are confidence being lost. And then you need to know when it's time to move on to the next play and say, this one didn't work, shut it down, on to the next play.
One of the most
I mean, I think it's interesting how you had all the COVID late in the season. Then once the playoffs came,
nobody had COVID, right?
COVID was gone from the NFL in the playoffs. Very interesting.
Yep.
Money. That tells you what money's about.
Yep.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I will say it was a very good year for the NFL. And one thing I said to Coach too when we talked on the phone, 6 of the last 7 games in the playoffs, all decided by a field goal. And the one game that wasn't was the crazy Bills Chiefs games that went to OT and was decided by 6 points. The last 7 games, all decided by less than a touchdown.
Right. Now here, a fun fact, and I got to give Pee-Pee Eater credit for it, is that the, and including this past game, the last 8 losers of the coin toss have won the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, I mean, hey, I guess it's good to lose the coin toss then.
Yeah, right.
Now, I agree, Mike. And look, Mike, people will say I'm nuts, but I really believe it's gotten to the point. And I know it's going to make games longer, but I don't hear anybody complaining about the length of football games. Football is entertaining as hell. I think it's come to the point that, like we have the 2 challenges, if you get them right, you get a 3rd. I believe we need penalty challenges. I really do. I think they need to be implemented into the game, and that you could challenge a horrendous, you know, whether it's a roughing the passer or an interference. And I know refs aren't going to overturn a lot of them, but it needs to be done. And it needs to be taken off the crew from the field and given to New York, because the refs are ruining the game, in my opinion. There's a lot of games this year that I just thought the officiating was bad.
A lot of it, and I think part of the problem, though, is, you know, the game is so much faster than it was 10, 15 years ago. And you look at these officials, oh, they've been officiating for 20 years and whatnot. The game is way too fast. You need, and I'll say this, I don't know about New York. There should be a guy in a booth with monitors watching the game.
Yeah.
And in the ear, hey, you need to throw a flag. Who cares if the flag comes late? It comes late. I mean, big deal. Yeah. Boom, up. We're going to get a penalty come down from this. And I also, they need to put a chip like they do in tennis. They could put a chip in a tennis ball.
Yeah.
They can put a chip in a football so we don't have this, all the measurements and, oh, where now we have to waste time because we're going to challenge where the measure is.
Yeah.
Okay, we know where it is.
Right. No, that's, I agree with that, Coach. That's a good point. And I agree with this. So I was just going to say, officiating is a young man's game. And I agree with that. It should be guys in their 30s and 40s. And on the, another thing, you know.
But the problem is, Mike, and I just speak this as being an umpire on the baseball side and having to fight those old, you know, those old guys are, you know, that are, you know, the good old boy network, for a lack of a better term. God forbid, they don't want to let people in. And I know, oh, it's different at the league level. No, I don't think so. I think it's the same at every level. It's getting, you know, it's hard to get young guys wanting to get in and officiate and get involved, because you have so much of this animosity from these old timers, basically. And I dealt with it constantly as an umpire. I still do. So, you know, but
I knew that was coming. Joe, they should have got involved in the third quarter, though, too. Should have got involved in the third quarter, though, too. I mean, yeah. But, and you know it, too, Joe. It was still a hold on Cup. Was it an egregious hold? No. But you can't tug on the back of the jersey and pull yourself up to knock the ball.
I didn't see.
It wasn't egregious.
His hand was on him. It wasn't. It was
a tough call. But, you, like I said, the Bengals still have plenty of opportunities to knock them out. They had an opportunity to tie it up or take the win. And, like, you can't sit there and say that call and then say the third quarter call was okay. You can't.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. But a different circumstance, because you got to remember, that plays in front of the official, the 75-yarder. You have an official running down the field way behind
it. Play. Yeah, but, Joe, the Rams scored on the next play anyway from the 3.5. Would there have been a difference if it was from the 7? I don't really know. It's a pass play. Like, you know.
You're right. You don't know, because you don't know that they call that play right there. Yeah. They could have called something totally different. I agree with
Joe. It was a shit. They did call a shit game. That was not a good game by McVay. I thought the Rams. Yeah, I mean, it was honestly, if I graded him, it would be like a C-. Maybe I did think he, you know, did have a nice, you know, last drive. Obviously, he called some good plays in the last drive, but I mean, he was bad. I mean, the Rams took the ball over at the 50-yard line a couple times. Didn't move the ball. It was bad. But you know, too, and also I hear another thing too early on, Coach, which really pissed me off about McVay. You know, how about you miss the delay of game too, which cost them a first down? How does that happen in a Super Bowl?
Right. Coach? You're right. Yeah. How do you miss that? That's what I mean. I mean, there has to be somebody up in the booth talking to these guys, and I'm okay with a flag coming in late. You know, a late flag saying, "All right, it's from the booth." I'd rather have it right than have this craziness going.
Joe, last night's game put him in the Hall of Fame. It did.
You're right. It did.
Touchdowns, no interceptions in the first quarter.
Plus, you were in Detroit for all those years, and everybody said you put him on a good team.
Yeah.
He wins the Super Bowl. He went out. He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That puts him in. He's going in the Hall, regardless of what you think.
And the two turnovers. I mean, the one was like a punt. I mean, although it was a bad throw, he had somebody open. He shouldn't have went long, but it was like a punt near the end of the first half. And the other one, that was a bad throw. But whatever his name was, took it and put it and threw it up to the guy. But, you know, it wasn't an accurate throw, though. But
what do you mean he didn't win shit? He won the Super Bowl last night. Did you not watch the game?
Yeah. Come on, Joe. He did lead him down that drive. Now, it wasn't the prettiest game, but he led him on that drive. He did. I mean, he threw that. That was a beautiful throw he had to Cup for 22 yards. Yeah, Stafford, it wasn't a great game by any means, but Stafford played well. He was good early, and he was good late. Now, in the middle, you know, he also lost OBJ, though, too, and you lost Higbee, and there was an effect there. I mean, obviously, who do you got then? You got
Joe, how do you say he didn't win the Super Bowl? Who was the quarterback then? Who was the quarterback? Because they didn't rush the ball. Yeah. They didn't rush the ball. Somebody had to get the ball into somebody's hands. It was him.
He was. He had a hand in it. And look, The defense was great, too. No doubt. Donald was great. Von Miller was great.
I know, Joe. You can't watch. It's hard to watch the game when you're in the glory hole all night.
I can't believe you said that, Joe.
Wait, Joe.
Carson Wentz would have won last night. Joe, I can't.
Joe, go back to the. Hey, they call the glory hole. Called. They want you back at work. Just go back to work, Joe. At the glory hole, will you?
That's great, Carson Wentz. I can't believe he said that. He, that's bullshit. He knows he's fucking around with that.
So, hey, and I know before I got cut off, I know Mike asked about the halftime show. Did you comment on that?
No.
Did you see it?
No.
I didn't see it either. I left the Super Bowl party I was at halftime so I could watch the game, you know, which was more important to me than the halftime show.
Before halftime to watch the game.
Yeah, so.
I didn't like how the juju was going. It was heading in the wrong direction. EPA got hurt. While I was going too, I was right up the street. They scored the touchdown and the interception, and then I got in the house. I'm like, what happened? You know, because they're losing, and then the Bengals are going in to score again. But while I was watching the game, you know, Rams did well. But look, regardless of what you want to say, the Rams were the better team. They had more talent. I mean, OBJ doesn't get hurt. I think the Rams win by double digits. And Stafford made the plays. I mean, Burrow, look, he hung in there, you know, with no line. He's a gutsy player. He's going to be – I mean, I think he's probably the best quarterback in football. I really do. Once you get him a line, he's going to be lethal. I mean, he already is lethal.
Yeah.
But really, if you look at Burrow, too, take away that 75-yard pass – he didn't do much last night. He had a 46-yarder to chase. I mean, now you need time to do something, so I'm not putting it on him.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think, like I said, I don't think it was a great game by either coach last night.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a Belichickian type effort last night for either
coach. Now it's a Belichickian, how the bar has been set. Well, you know, it is. When you know, you've been to the Super Bowl as many times as he has, it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, like I was coach, I was sitting there watching the game and it just felt like, does anybody want to win this game?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just for a while there. I mean, those drives, it was three and out, three and out, three and out. And look, you do have two decent defenses, but, you know, you got Burrow and Stafford too. You know, you got some playmakers on the outside. Now, I understand the Rams were dealing with OBJ out, Higbee out, you know, Robert Woods has been out. But, you know, they couldn't get the run game going. You know, like I said, McVay got lucky because he was that, you know, them not winning that game, if they don't have that drive, McVay was going to get killed last night. He really was. He would have got killed. It would have been bad because it would have been another game where McVay got out-coached. He got out-coached by
– And honestly, I think there's been rumors he's going to, you know – retire, go do the Gruden thing and go to the booth. And I think he should because he's not very good. He's really not. You've seen how he's out coached because they're not going to be able to keep all this talent. It's just impossible with the cap and the way it's structured. They can't keep all those guys. So it's going to be a tough, tough deal.
I mean, look, Aaron Donald talking about retiring too, and he's only 30 years old. But, you know, people don't realize, too, you know, Matthew Stafford, you know, he's 34 years old, you know. Right. So he's up there, too. We'll see what happens. But I agree. Look, I think he's young. I think he's got a hot wife. He'll have some kids. He does. But he's got a hot wife. You know, and he's one of those guys, you know, that he's got to go in early. It consumes his life. Wouldn't you take the million-dollar paycheck to go on TV? Well, you know, 1 or 2 days a week and then, you know, go home to that hot wife the other five.
Yep. Hey, look at Jimmy Johnson, man. He goes, he fishes in Florida, and then on Friday he gets on a plane, he flies out to California, he does the – he does the show, and on Monday morning he flies back. You know, I mean, you can't beat that, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, Peyton, although when you watch Peyton win, man, he had a great game when he coached that. You know, the onside kick, you know, there was a lot of things about that Saints game. I thought Peyton coached really well in the Super Bowl. McVay, now, I would say, had two subpar performances in the Super Bowl. I mean, his defense – was really good last night. I know they gave up 20, but it really should have been 17, maybe even 10 if you take away that third quarter touchdown. So, I mean, it's not very hard to score, you know, the points they did, especially when you get 13 early like they did when OBJ was healthy. Joe, we got you, Joe. You're not a Matt Stafford fan. Carter Hart, coach, stop. Leave it alone, coach.
Why? I want to.
Leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Fine.
Well, there he is, your boy. Let's see what he's got to say. Coach, maybe you can show your experience or lack thereof and apply if McVay retires.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I can't use my current job as a reference.
Yeah, well, you don't have a current job coaching, do you?
I really don't have a current job. But, I mean, my current employment, other than the Coach Muddle show, you know, they, you know, did send me a letter saying that I'm not qualified to coach football. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So.
Whose wife's overrated, McVay's or Stafford? I thought McVay's wife was pretty hot, from if I remember correctly. Let coach live, Nevada.
Yeah. Listen, Joe, go back to the glory hole and relax, will you? You know, we're tired of it already.
If she's okay. Well, we'll see. Now. What about what was the other thing we wanted to talk about? Oh, Tampa Bay with Watson. Do you see that happening?
I do see a quarterback going there because I, you know, the age of the coach, and he wants to win. That team is kind of built to win, and they just need to insert a quarterback, and I can almost see – you know, even, you know, Russell Wilson, I could see anybody going there and play and filling it, getting in and going, you know.
Put all the guys under the cap. That's going to be the problem there, too.
Well, you'd have to get it. Defense
didn't look as good, man.
You're right.
I mean, I don't know. Like I say, the one thing, I'll tell you, Rodgers. If I was Rodgers, I probably would stay in Green Bay. Now, Green Bay's come out and said they'll spend everything they need to spend to run it back. They'll go into the cap. I mean, especially now with Brady gone. I mean, the other – Joe, the best quarterback in the NFC is Matt Stafford now. And now, come on, Joe, he's better than Dak Prescott.
Absolutely.
He's better than Dak Prescott. And, Joe, I said that yesterday. I agree with you. I think Brady might go to San Francisco. I agree with you. I think that's possible. And I think he's angling for that. I think he's going to wait to July or August and say, I want to play, and just tell Tampa, I want to go here. And what are they going to say? He brought Tampa a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, what do you think? The Niners sent him a second-round pick or something? You know, Billy, he said, come on. When you retire and then a week later say, I'll never say never.
Right.
Like, you're letting it know. I would bet on the prop bet he will come back.
Yeah, I would take that too. Twice.
I mean, I think it's – no, Anthony, Tyreek Evans to Philly. What are you talking about, Tyreek? Tyreek Hill? Or Tyreek Evans the basketball player? Rodgers would probably restructure. He's not
– he would have to, yes. He would
have to. Yeah, it will be a $45 million cap hit. It would basically be something to move the money to later years and stretch it out.
It would be a Bobby Bonilla deal.
Yeah, but, Coach, yeah, knowing they're going to bring back Adams, they're going to go do things they want to do.
Come on, you know.
Oh, they reinstated him. Joe, I don't know if he can still play or not, but yeah, I mean, why not give it a roll? I mean, Philly needs bench players right now. I mean, you know, move Godwin to Philly. Yeah, I don't know. Godwin's hurt, though. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get a big contract or not.
I think he's going to go find some money, and I think someone will pay him.
Yeah, I mean, he's young. That's the thing.
You know, yeah. So.
I mean, how much money do you think he's going to get, though, Coach? Off an ACL?
I still think he's going to get $7 or $8 million a year.
No, I'll get more than that.
You know, I don't know what he's getting now, but it'll
be. You saw Devontae Adams wants like $30 million a year or something. I mean, the top receivers now are getting $15 to $20 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if he takes like a 1 or 2 year deal to get a bigger deal.
I could see that. I could see him doing that, like an incentive laden contract. I could definitely see that.
No, Billy, of course I would take Godwin. And they need a quarterback to go on the other side of Smith, and I like Smith. My problem is, and you can hate me for saying it, we need a quarterback. Jalen Hurts isn't a true pocket passer. He's not a pocket passer quarterback, Coach. Yes, they can
win. It's not a pocket passing league anymore.
What? Now, Coach, what? It's not a pocket passing league anymore?
Yeah.
No, Coach, the last two Super Bowls that were won, teams went out, got new quarterbacks, and then won Super Bowls.
Okay.
The Bucs, who were 7-9, went and got Tom Brady, put him on the team, went and won the Super Bowl. The Rams, who were in the divisional final divisional playoffs last year, traded that bum Goff, brought in Stafford, went to the Super Bowl and won. So that, you know how it is. It's a copycat league. And look at all the quarterbacks out there. So all these teams are going to try to bring in quarterbacks. You bring quarterbacks to run the football? No, you bring quarterbacks to throw the football. It's a passing league.
He can throw the football and he can run the football. He run. I take him over Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I don't disagree with that, Coach.
Okay.
I mean, that's Lamar Jackson we're talking about. I wouldn't take him over Josh Allen. I wouldn't take him over Joe Burrow. I wouldn't take him over Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't take him over Russell Wilson. I wouldn't take him over who else we got? Pat Mahomes. I wouldn't take him over Derek Carr. I wouldn't take him over Jimmy G's a tough one.
look, I'm not saying he's the top five quarterback in this league, but he got you to the playoffs despite the coach not running the football. You run the football, he's money. And wait a second. Tell me, in every game where they rush for over 100 yards, tell me how good his passing was versus when he was passing the ball for 40 times in a game. Yeah. Horrible. Okay?
No, you're right. Billy, Lamar Jackson, he's a playmaker, but, man, he really was not good this year. And he got hurt late, and I wonder if it's going to keep happening if he keeps trying to run the football as he can. He needs to learn to throw the ball, Billy. Lamar Jackson's not an elite quarterback. He's not. He's not top 10. I understand he had that MVP year, but teams are now adjusting to Lamar Jackson. They're saying, okay, beat us by throwing the football. They don't have the run game they used to, and Lamar can't beat them.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, and we know if me and Coach went into a cage match, it'd be Coach's old ass, it wouldn't come out.
You know what? I might be old, but I think I got a little quickness on you. All right? I got a little quickness on you.
Mm. Yeah,
stick and move, baby. Stick and move.
Speed. I'll give it to you. Got a little speed. Joe, what are you saying? Who's not top? No, I'm trying to thought. I guess I don't know who I was saying was top five. Lamar, yeah, exactly. He's not. I don't think Lamar's top 10. He's not a good quarterback. Like, he's not. He's not. I'm a wrestling mark. I want a ref. That's right. If you're a wrestling mark, I'm telling you, watch it. I'm sure you do anyway. AEW, man, it's way better than WWE anymore. WWE sucks.
Yeah.
Coach will tell you. Coach is a, you know, tell him, Coach.
I'm a closet wrestling fan. You know, I don't break kayfabe. I don't break kayfabe, okay?
You know, he's thrown a couple of elbows in this day. Coach has given a couple camel clutches in his day. Jabroni. Right, Cheeky?
Cheeky, you jabroni, you. Oh, there you go.
But, man, what a offseason you're going to get. And see, the NFL truly is all year long now. We essentially get a couple weeks off here. We'll have the combine thing 2 weeks. But free agency is, what, I think about a month away.
Right.
And it's going to be wild. I mean, how many quarterbacks move, Coach? I mean,
we could see a half dozen easy. Yeah. Half dozen, I think.
Joe, I think Stafford was on the Russian Olympic team, too. That's what it was. You know, he's in there with the Russian.
Oh, speaking of which, hey, I forgot. Listen, and before I forget, look, big shout out, Mikey Kahn, my buddy, who's the women's bobsled coach. Got a gold and a silver last night in the, they call it monobob or whatever, the single person. We got gold and silver for the U.S. So, you know, wanted to give a shout out to him. Great job. He was the guy at the bottom of the, giving the girls a hug when they came off the track. So he got some TV time. So it was cool. Nice. Yeah. So,
I thought about getting into single man bobsled, but they couldn't find a bobsled big enough for me. So I could get that speed going.
Hey, Billy, I love Jimmy Superfly Snuka, man. Come on.
Yeah, who does? Oh,
come on, bro. Come on,
you might
bro.
Not want to say that now, Coach.
Come on, bro. Who doesn't love Superfly, man?
Jimmy Snuka's got some skeletons in the closet.
Hey, everybody's got some skeletons in the closet. Some are deeper than others. You know, hey, you know. Into a role of the coach.
Oh, yeah, the Jamaican bobsled. Yeah. I think that fits me more, you know.
Yeah, he's got the size. I don't, you know, I'd have to gain some weight for that to that role, you know.
I have three guys I want to draft. You know, I'm Jason, I like Devin Lloyd. I wouldn't mind N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker from Georgia, and the DT, he's a beast. He's a beast, the kid from Georgia. I'm forgetting his name. Is it Davis? Jordan Davis, maybe? That kid's a big kid.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Eagles, I hope they draft all defense. There's some mocks that I'm taking a freaking receiver again. It's like, how many first-round receivers are we going to keep?
You know, and I'm tired of hearing the Giants taking another receiver. And you know, we have two picks. We have desperate big holes in the offense and defensive line. If they're not an offense and defensive line pick, those first two picks, they better be trading it. That's all I got to say. But yeah. I have faith, man. I like what the Giants have done. I'm excited about Wink Martindale. Man, am I excited about that defensive coordinator. I mean, he's had a top five defense the last 5 years. A couple of injuries and they fire him.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about Wink Martindale, sometimes he gets too aggressive. Like the Bengals game where Burrow just lit him up. But he's had a top seven defense 3 of the 4 years, Coach.
Yep.
I mean, that's something I agree. I would be excited about. Jason, for the Raiders, though, man, don't you got to go offensive line? I mean, I think D-line, you guys are pretty set. I wouldn't mind some secondary. But to me, the Raiders got to get that offensive line going. And I think you need another weapon on the outside to add to the – offense, because there's playmakers there with Waller and Renfro. You get a stud receiver.
What are you talking about, Billy? I got crow to eat. What are you talking about? Come on now,
crow to eat. Why? What happened?
I have no idea. Coach has to eat some crow when it comes to free agency.
Okay.
No. Okay. Listen. You know, you're right. I do. I owe OBJ an apology because I did what I said. You know, New York is the city that never sleeps. You make it there, you make it anywhere. They made a song about it. You don't make it there, we send you to Cleveland. And we did. You pitched and whined, you got yourself, you know, on a Super Bowl winning team. You got a ring. Congratulations. Good job. You know. But again, you weren't the man, you know, that you said you were. You had to ride the coattails. So I'm just saying.
They can get Saquon Barkley Jr.
So, Coach, you didn't see Giants drafting a running back high? Yeah. 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 High, like Pineapple Express high. Yeah. Yes. You know.
Oh, look, OBJ, he can still play. I mean, I think he's a block of Baker, no doubt about it. He's not what he was, Lou, either. I mean, let's not mistake that. He's not a top 10 receiver.
Not anymore, no. Not at all.
He's still good. I mean, no. I think
he'll be a great compliment to another team somewhere. He will be a great complimentary guy if he can keep his act together. And I think, you know, the Rams, granted, it was a short time.
I think he tore his ACL again last night.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which that's tough now, because now you're probably talking about, you know, this late in the year, you know, that's 9 to 12 months injury. So he might miss most of next year now.
Yeah.
You know, agree. And that's another year off. That's tough.
Yep. And I think, isn't his contract up? Like, is he a free agent? Excuse me. Isn't he a free agent?
Yeah, he signed a one-year deal.
So.
Oh, Mike, is that confirmed? He did. I mean, I'm going to type that. Hold on.
OBJ, what is that?
His ACL?
Wow.
I'm going to look that up. Sorry, I'll make sure. I don't see that. He is. Believe he has a torn ACL. Yeah, that sucks.
That's terrible, man.
Coach don't care. Don't let him think they can make it.
No, man. You don't want to see a guy get hurt. I mean, you know, I mean, it's
Billy, the guy who's freaking getting luggage at the airport's better than Rager.
And Billy Cummings, what's next? You know, we got some, we're going to take a little, we're going to take some time off, you know, from this, do a little R&R. We'll be back. But, you know, we got some new content getting ready to hit the airwaves. So don't you worry about it, you know. So
he's got bikini season coming up. It's in the summer. Yep. He's got to get.
That's right. Know. I got to work on my bikini body. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he goes down south for the summers,
yeah.
You know.
That's right. Yeah.
That body going, you know.
That's right, man. Working out. I'm going to working out at the beach, you know. Getting all oiled up.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Eat my vitamins. Say my prayers, baby.
Right. Tell him.
Yeah. So you're better. Yeah. Devonta Nick's better. I, you know, you might be right.
Seriously, I think I might be.
And you might be faster, too.
I can catch a punt. I ain't faster. Let's not lie.
So. Come on, basketball.
That's the problem. Coach don't know anything about basketball, hockey.
What are you talking about? I know enough to do a sports talk show, buddy. I do.
Okay.
Okay?
Who's the number one seed in the NBA right now in both conference?
In the NBA right now, isn't it the Sixers?
No.
Or the Nets? No, the Nets are
no.
Crap the bed. I have no idea. Yeah. No. Yeah, wait a second. Wait a second. It's football season. Football season just ended, so I don't really look at anything else. Now, come tomorrow, I'll start looking to see where the Rangers are.
Are you hosting a sports show?
Yeah, but we're football heavy here. Okay. You know, we're football heavy.
On the Coach Muffle show.
That's right. Yeah. That's why it's called In the Huddle.
With a guy who has never coached. Muddle.
Who's not qualified? Not never coached. You can't say I never coached. I just am not qualified to coach. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just
coaching 7 year olds at flag football, coach. That's loose, coach.
I don't even think they had flags at the time, you know.
Really? Oh, so it wasn't even flag football. So it was like kids at the park, and you just said
it was just a pickup game. It was just a pickup game. I drew some dirt. Hey, you run down to the bottle cap. When you see that bottle cap down there, turn right.
Yeah.
And run towards the car.
We'll never hash it out, man. Yeah. Screw him. So. Jimmy, where's Greg Valentine? Who am I thinking? Oh, Jimmy Hart. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, but Greg the Hammer. Greg the
Hammer Valentine. That's right.
Yep, that's right.
You know what? When I played, I was never left out because nobody could tackle me. I wasn't great in the secondary on defense. Nobody could tackle me.
But he wanted to play safety.
I did play
safety. Because why is it? Why is it, though, in my coaching experience, it's always the fat kids that think they can play quarterback and play defensive back. Why is that? Why can't you just play? You're big. Get on the offensive line and deal with it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I wanted to play running back. I wanted to run the ball.
Of course you did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm tough to tackle, man. I had some surprising speed, too, man.
Yes, the Jimmy and the Joes. You're absolutely right, Billy. You're absolutely right. Oh, there we go.
Tell him, Billy. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, fellas, we could do this all night, and it's been great. We appreciate all the love. Make sure you send it out to your friends. Like the page, subscribe, ring the bell down at the bottom there. And we're going to take a little hiatus. And, you know, I'll post out when we're going to come back, you know, probably around some point. But like I said, we're going to have some new content coming up too, as well, other than football. We're going to have that stuff going. And, you know, so be on the lookout for it. But like I said, we're going to take a little break. I'm getting ready to head down to South Florida, as a matter of fact. Be down there later this week. So it's a boat show. So it's good. Everyone, we enjoy the love. We love it. We had a great football season. Can't believe it's over already. So please be safe, and we will talk real soon, man. Good luck. Take care, man.
And remember, for next year, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Here they come, baby.